Okay, it's time for the fifth thing, and I've got Chase here with me today, which, Chase, I have you come do this from time to time because I don't like reading the questions myself and then answering them because it just seems like a lot of me talking. And you're also included in the Q&A. Like, we got a question about you.
Man.
So I thought, well, if he comes and does it, then, you know, we can kind of answer it together. So if you're if you've stumbled upon this episode and you're like, what is the fifth thing? Well, we do a Four Things podcast every Thursday, and we talk about four totally random things. It's like a lifestyle podcast, but faith, family, health, fitness, all interviews.
Really random.
All the things.
Unexpected.
Encouragement, hopefully something that's going to spread joy, hope.
I'll bless your week.
Inspire you in some way, shape, or form, or make you not feel alone. That's the goal. So then we have questions that are submitted to fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com. We go through those questions and then we pick them out and we give you a shout out here. So you never know when your email is going to get brought up. And then I do an email shout out in the four things at the very end too. So you never know when your email might get shouted out over there as well. So
and
I'm
going to vouch for you real quickly that you really do make every effort possible to go through all the emails. Like most people, I think, you know, are like, well, I shouldn't send that email just because they're probably not going to see it or it's not. I feel like there's a lot of time spent in the Brown household going through emails.
Well, and also Chase and I met over an email, which when we answer the question, we'll get to that. And that'll encourage you to maybe send an email because you never know. I mean, I feel like sometimes when I email people, it's going to get lost in the mix. But listen, I miss emails from friends lately these days where I'm like, oh, shoot, I forgot to reply to that.
Or text messages, she misses.
Oh, gosh,
this is a lot.
I don't know if I brought this up on the podcast last week, but I feel like I've got to get to where my days, like I rule my days. My days don't rule me. But right now, my days rule me. And Chase knows this because he's at our house a lot and he witnesses like,
we're getting there.
All the plates turning where it's like totally crazy. And he's just sitting there waiting for me to go over some stuff with him. And Stevenson's over in the kitchen. Mom. What did I say to him today? I said, Stevenson, if you say mom one more time, you're going to face the wall.
I think it lasted like 20 seconds.
And then he was
then
like,
he shows
mom.
Up in an Iron Man costume.
Yes. So, you know, I mean, just whatever.
It's life.
So we'll go ahead and get to some of the questions. I'll have Chase read, and then I will answer. Cool?
Cool. All right, this one's from Tiffany. Hi, Amy. Enjoy listening to you on the Bobby Bones Show, and love, 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 love your podcast. Curious, what is your favorite brand or type of multivitamin?
Okay, confession here. I don't take a multivitamin, Tiffany, and I'm sure that I probably should. I definitely have thought about it and I've not pulled the trigger. I think back in the day I used to just take stuff from the drugstore, but I don't know. I felt like that was kind of a waste. But I do see a lot of people on Instagram, they are using those Care Of pills where they send you this cute little packaging and it's like in Care Of and it has your name. And I'm tempted to order those because I would love to be like, oh, here's my pills meant just for me in Care Of Amy. And I know that from what I've learned on Instagram that people have posted about it, that you take a little quiz and you fill stuff out about yourself. And then they give you the pills that you need for your whatever's going on with your body or your lifestyle. So thought about that. I have also thought about that Hum brand, which I think they just sent me some. I might be doing something with them, but I like to try products before I use them. But I have heard great things about Hum, H-U-M. So I know that from other people that I trust, it's a good brand. And I will be testing out some stuff, so I will keep y'all posted on that. But if you are just looking for good brands, it is. The pills I take every day, I take a probiotic, a food enzyme, and magnesium, oxygen or something, all from Kimberly Snyder. And I'm pretty sure they're all on my Amazon page, which is you can access that, radioamy.com, all three of those pills. It's the only pills I take every day, but I know that I need a multivitamin. So thank you, Tiffany. You're reminding me I need to add something like that into my life.
Well, and I'd say you should add that question to your new little segment with Bobo, because I'm sure he has some suggestions on...
Good point, yeah.
He'd definitely have a thought on that.
I am gonna be sitting down with Bobo with doing a little Q&A with questions y'all have submitted, but that'll be in the Four Things podcast that comes out on Thursdays. I don't know what Thursday yet because we still haven't recorded. We're still compiling the questions, but if you do want to send a question about him when you email me, just put Bobo in all caps in the headline. So that way I'll know that it is for Bobo.
I've got mine coming. All right, the next question's from Sarah. Hey, Amy, I just started working out consistently and I'm looking for a great pair of tennis shoes. What brands do you like and that you feel give the most support while, you know, also being cute?
Okay, I'm obsessed with Adidas Ultra Boost, and they quit kind of making the one that I like, which is so annoying. It's the worst. Like, I'm like, why are you ruining a good thing, Adidas? Erin Opria, who trains me, like, she's obsessed with them too. She just went online and I think she ordered like 5 pair on Amazon or something somewhere because she, and oh, I should link the ones that, I don't have them linked to my Amazon page, but before this goes up, I will link them so y'all can know what I'm talking about because you can still find them on Amazon. But here's the deal. Some of the colors are ridiculously expensive, but you can get other colors that are kind of the normal price. Now, they're still expensive, don't get me wrong, but they're nice shoes. They're comfortable. They give me good support. I love working out in them. They last a long time. And did I mention they look cute? Like, you can wear them to the gym, but also just wear them out running errands with your yoga pants and air shorts or whatever, and they're still cute. And Erin ordered like 5 pair because she's scared that they're going to disappear and she's never going to be able to have them again. Maybe
she's smart.
10. I know. I think she said like for the next 5 months, she's going to keep ordering them and stockpiling them in her closet. When she never needs a new one, she'll go get another one. But I don't know why Adidas is, they changed the style or something. But yeah, Adidas Ultra Boost. And I also love Nike Zoom, Z-O-O-M. And those, they're sort of pricey too, but I'm not against investing in a good shoe that I'm working out in or running in, or just because I'm older and my body doesn't have time for that. But they also, again, these are multi-purpose. They are cute and you can work out on them. And so that was why they're my favorite. Hopefully that helps, Sarah.
All right, this one's from Chelsea. Hey, Amy, loving these Q&A episodes. I always feel like I'm learning so much. I know a lot of people use apple cider vinegar for so many different things. I was wondering if you use it in your home and what it could be used for.
Okay, so I keep it in my fridge at all times, and I would say the number one thing I use it for, I'm trying to figure out how to say that, is like salad dressing. I'll mix it in with a bunch of different things, like with some lemon juice, maybe some tahini, and then some apple cider vinegar, whip it up with some liquid stevia. I mean, I'm not giving you measurements here, but I'm just saying, like, it's really good on salads to me. I tried that whole where you pour it in a shot glass and just take a shot of it because I heard it helps, like, curb your appetite, which some people it does. And if that is something that you need to do, I mean, go for it. I still highly recommend you eat balanced meals and, like, you make sure you're giving your body the nutrients it needs. But for whatever reason, if you're hungry and you're like, I just don't have time to be hungry right now. I mean, throw back a shot of that. And I really think for me, it's disgusting. I don't want to do that. But that's what maybe makes people not want to eat, is it sort of makes you feel, ugh.
Yeah.
Like, it's not really the properties of the vinegar that's like aiding in weight loss. It's like that you just are disgusted after.
But what are the health benefits?
Well, that's, I'm telling you, one of the reasons why people like it is because of that. So I put it on my salads.
Yeah.
There is some good properties. You have to get it with the mother. Now, it says on the bottle, I buy Bragg's is the brand, and they have without the mother and with the mother. And don't ask me hard questions like what the benefits of that are, Chase.
I don't even know what that means.
I just know, well, I know, but when you're looking at the bottle, make sure that it says with the mother.
Do you know what the mother is?
It's like some sort of maybe, I don't know, what's that thing? I don't think it's a Scooby. Whatever's in a kombucha, I don't know if it's that, but it's sort of like that. Something that like grows and it's in there and it's good for your gut.
With your mother.
That is what it does. Like, I don't know all the details, but it's good for your gut. So that is why also it's good to put on your salads. I also have used apple cider vinegar for my face as like a toner. So you do like one part apple cider vinegar with like 2 parts water and then just slap it on your face with a cotton ball. And I don't know, just like a toner. I will warn you though, it stinks and your husband won't like it when you go to bed with it on. Ugh. He will be like, what is on your face? So I tend to do that when my husband is gone. And then this is one that Bobby reminded me about at work the other day because he was talking about fruit flies and he talked about how his grandma used to do this and it's so true. You can use apple cider vinegar to trap fruit flies. Like, you just pour some apple cider vinegar into a cup, add a few drops of dish soap so that any trapped flies will sink, and you're good to go.
I needed that today.
Oh, really?
I got fruit fly problems.
Boom. Well, there you go.
All right, this next one's from Paula. Hey, Amy, I'm a huge fan of yours. I'm a faithful listener of both the Bobby Bones Show and your podcast. Chase has been a guest the last few weeks, and I don't have a clue who he is and how you know him. I'm sure you probably introduced him on an earlier episode, but I need a reminder. Also, I do love this. I love Chase's suggestion that you let Ben do one of your things and gear it to the guy listeners. Ben's appearances always make me smile.
Oh, well, let's add Ben to the list of things coming up soon. I'll try to get my husband up in here. But, okay, so Chase
things with the guys. Sorry.
Okay, so now the guys just want to hijack the whole podcast?
Yeah, me, Ben, Bobo, we'll do like a...
Okay. Don't get carried away. I mean, you can come up here and help me with the Q&A, but you've been a thing before. And the reason why Chase was on the Four Things podcast was I was using him as an example of, like, if you're hesitant to reach out to someone, I mean, or ask for something, go for it. I mean, literally, they could say yes, and it would be amazing, right? But you also have to know that they also may literally say no or not reply or not see it or whatever, especially if you're reaching out to somebody that legit maybe gets a lot of emails or doesn't know you at all. But Chase did that and it worked. And we ended up doing some really cool things because of the email that he sent me and like for Haiti. And then we've done other stuff since then. And yeah, now we're friends and he's now moved to Nashville and he's helping. I mean, he's got other things going on in life, thank goodness, but he's helping me a lot as well. So I say thank goodness because like I don't have a lot going on, but you know, I do need Chase's help. So, I mean, it's like, that was you just taking a gamble. I mean, you just sent an email and I saw it and I was like, okay, this looks cool. I'm going to reply.
Well, and I think like at a young age, I was like, it was drilled into me, like the worst thing someone could do is say no.
Right.
And so I just, you know, go for it. And I really don't remember. Honestly, I usually like send something out or do something like that. And if I don't hear anything back, I usually don't, like, it doesn't even...
Right.
It doesn't register that I even did it.
And I think that that's an important thing to keep in mind is that, yeah, the worst thing that can happen is they...
But when you do hear back.
No. Where, because I always stress over it. I'm like, ooh, so then I just don't end up reaching out, which is why I had you be the encouragement and the reminder to everybody. And then if somebody does say no, I also don't just let it roll off. Like I analyze all the different reasons why maybe they said no and why they don't want to work with me or do whatever I said. I don't know. I mean, I've got to get better at just rolling it off. Like sometimes it's nothing personal. It's just a no. Like we got some rejection letters for this podcast lately that, I mean, Chase has been reaching out to some people and, you know, some people.
But we've gotten some cool yeses and some fun stuff that'll be coming up like in the next few months.
Can we say the one that we're super pumped about?
Because the one I'm super pumped about?
Yes.
Yeah, you say it.
You say it.
You're going to have Bob Goff. Like, you're going to sit down with Bob.
Bob Goff in person.
So he's, you know, New York Times bestseller, Love Does, the other one. Always does.
Always love.
Sorry, Bob,
love
if
always.
That's wrong, but yeah.
No, that's the one.
But anyways, I mean, he's incredible. His books are incredible. Everything
I follow
about
him on
Bob.
Instagram. He's incredible. Everybody that I know that knows him says he's incredible.
And I think if you're someone who's listening, you're like, I have no idea who Bob Goff is.
It doesn't matter.
You'll want to listen. Mm-hmm. I think you're
he's
going to
be good.
It.
I mean, he's going to inspire, I think, us in so many ways, and I can't wait.
Yeah. I'm super pumped. But there's other exciting things happening. And so just to, you know, wrap that up, for all those no's or people just dismissing things we go out, I mean, every now and then you get a yes or you get someone to reply back and there's been some pretty cool stuff that happens from that.
Right.
So hit people up.
Long story short, that is how I know Chase. He emailed me and I replied.
Now I email her a lot. Mm-hmm. A lot of different things.
Question, please.
Okay, this one's from Shelley. I loved your segment about your new friend Matt with that awesome steak recipe. I was wondering if you have any healthy crowd pleaser recipes that would be great for having people over for dinner or for a barbecue.
Ooh. Well, some stuff that I made when Matt came over that were a big hit amongst people is I always make Kimberly Snyder sweet potatoes, and it's, I don't know exactly how to say it, but I think they're called ganache sweet potatoes, and it's got curry, coconut oil, turmeric, and sea salt. And Can we put this on the blog, I guess, for the Q&A tomorrow? I don't know.
Yeah, should we can find it.
Okay, so we'll link this at radioamy.com for y'all, because that way it's just there. So you can go there to get the exact sweet potato recipe. And then there's this purple cabbage slaw situation that Kimberly Snyder also makes, that which she's someone we're trying to get on the podcast. We're trying. I DM'd her. We'll see if she replies. Who knows? She might not see it. But the purple cabbage, it's so good. It's got like tahini. Oh, and guess what? Has apple cider vinegar in it. Boom.
Bring it all
and
together.
Nutritional yeast and maybe some liquid stevia. But again, the recipe will be at radioamy.com. But both of those crowd pleasers. And they're very barbecue-ish. It's like sweet potatoes, cabbage, and it's purple and it's like really pretty. And then they're both super healthy for you as well. But on the not so healthy side of things, you want to talk about crowd pleaser, is that peach cobbler. Weren't you at the barbecue?
Yeah. Is the cabbage, this is a stupid question, is it the purple stuff?
Purple. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was really good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So stupid question.
You throw a great barbecue.
Oh, thank you. But the peach cobbler, did you try it?
No, I didn't.
What? Oh my gosh, you're crazy. It is the recipe from this barbecue restaurant in Austin called the Salt Lick. And if you've been to the Salt Lick, then you know. If you're listening right now, you're like, amen. Mm-hmm, I know, preach, it's so good. if you've never been, you're like, okay, whatever. But y'all, it is so good. And for that one, you just have to Google, well, we'll put it at radioamy.com under this, but you just Google Salt Lick peach cobbler. And this time though, I always make it the total like unhealthy way, the way that they say to make it. But this time I was like, you know, I'm just going to see what it's like if I switch it up. So I used gluten-free flour, a brand that's like cup for cup. That way you don't even have to think about it. It's just, if it calls for a cup of flour, boom, you do a cup of this. It's all equal. And then I used coconut sugar instead of white sugar. And then I used almond milk instead of, you know, cow's milk. And people still loved it.
Mm-hmm. I was...
People were texting me afterwards, I need that recipe. And I almost was like, golly, they don't even know. I mean, it was not as good as the original. So I was like, dang, what if I would have made the original? Like, they would be loving me right now.
You just kind of killed it all together with that barbecue.
Well, thank you.
The steak recipe. I mean, everything was,
yeah.
We were just kind of laughing about you sometimes in the household being a little scattered, but you know how to bring it together.
Oh, I know. I feel like you've only come to the house and we're working and it's scattered or something, or... but you've never come over when we've hosted something or had a party or a barbecue. And I think you said that when you walked in, you were like, who is this person? Like, yeah. I didn't know you could pull it together like this. I was like, thanks. Thanks a lot. Okay, next question. Next, and I think it's the last question.
It's the last one. Mm-hmm. This one's from Jessica. I'm loving catching up on your podcast. I started listening last month and I'm totally hooked. I was checking out your Amazon page, which by the way is super amazing. And I love finding all these new things for me to try. Anyways, I see protein powder on your page, and I was wondering how you use that. Do you normally just mix it in with water or milk, or do you also have recipes that you mix into it? Thank you, Jessica.
Okay, Jessica, I think it's always important. I mean, it really depends on your protein powder. Ugh, it really, really depends. Now, some of the protein powder, I need to go check and see what I've got on my Amazon. We use all the time. I make my kids protein pancakes, so that's a lot of times what I'm using protein powder for. But for smoothies too, I think they're always better with milk, almond milk. I like Califia Farms unsweetened vanilla because it gives it that extra sweetness. I just like everything about that brand. And so I recommend that either 1 cup of milk with 1 cup of water or 2 cups of milk. But when you're making a smoothie, like you want it to be filling, like, so make it 2 cups. Kelly Levesque, which is someone I talk about on the podcast a lot, at Be Well by Kelly on Instagram. She has a lot of really amazing filling smoothies that you got to check out. And she is coming on the podcast. Like, I'm going to do a whole full 4 things with her, and I'm so excited about that. So she's got some great recipes. Kimberly Snyder has great recipes, although her Power Protein Smoothie is my favorite. But I always do the unsweetened vanilla almond milk. I do a protein powder. If, depending on the protein powder, I may do a few drops of liquid stevia just to sweeten it up a little more. I'll do like maybe a tablespoon of almond butter or peanut butter if I'm like in a chocolate peanut butter kind of mood, and I'll do a chocolate protein powder. And ice. I'm not anti-bananas, but sometimes if I'm not wanting to like spike my insulin and have a big old banana. This doesn't mean I'm not saying bananas are bad, but sometimes I'm like, ugh, I don't really want it in my smoothie, but I want it to be cold. So you just do ice and it's a game changer. And sometimes I forget to add the ice and I'm like, why don't I do this? A handful of spinach, why not throw in some spinach? You can't taste it. If you throw it in there, it's not a big deal. There is a brand, and I'm going to add it right now since I'm talking about it, that I've ordered twice from Amazon. Like, we've gone through it in my household in the last 2 weeks, and it's called Less Naked Whey. And I'm adding it to my page like as I do this so that I do not forget. But I've only tried chocolate, and it's amazing. Both my husband and I love it. And that is, it's got grass-fed whey, raw cacao, and coconut sugar, and that's it. Like, it's all ingredients that you know what they are. It's GMO-free, growth hormone-free. And I always stayed away from whey because it came from a cow. But now that I'm not putting, like, weird restrictions on my body, I'm like, who cares? It's grass-fed. It's really good for my body. And I'm having it, and I'm loving it. So I highly recommend y'all try that out if you want to. And again, that'll be at radioamy.com under my Amazon favorite things. I think that's pretty much, that's what I had for breakfast this morning. I didn't have time to take anything to work. Like, sometimes I try to take food too, but I was in such a hurry. I legit did that smoothie recipe. I did this chocolate Less Naked Whey, 2 scoops with 2 cups of almond milk, a handful of spinach, 3 drops of liquid stevia, and some ice. Boom. Oh, I almost forgot. Chia seeds. I always add chia seeds because it's a great way to add some fiber and it's really filling.
I feel like we need to make some like a YouTube video on just your smoothie routine.
Okay. Yeah. We can do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like everyone would love that because I feel like I see on Facebook and social media people asking about
your... I would love to do that. No, I really would. It's me just, again, remember how I said my day rules me. I don't rule the day. If we could get to where I start ruling the day, we can carve that time out and I can actually do that.
You're ruling the day today.
Mm-hmm. Before we go, I will say that Mary and I launched our teacher 4 Things tote. And we went back and forth like forever what this tote was going to look like. I mean, forever. And it was getting real like inspiring and deep and all the things. And then we were like, you know what? Forget it. This is the route we need to go. Caffeinate, educate, sleep, repeat. Because every teacher, well, most every, we do have some people that are like, I don't caffeinate. And I'm like, ooh, sorry.
They could still order a custom one.
You can order a, right. That's how we felt. We're like, if they don't like this, they can order a custom one that says something else that they like. But the one that we're doing is caffeinate, educate, sleep, repeat. And so far, teachers have been loving it. And we have a discount code for, you know, teachers. So if you're a teacher and you want to order one, just when you're checking out, type in Apple. Get it? Because teachers and apples. Type in Apple and you'll save 10% because we just want you teachers to know that we appreciate you and you're awesome. And if you're buying it for a teacher, hopefully that teacher will know that you're getting it as a gift to appreciate them. And then these teacher 4 Things totes are going towards education in Haiti, specifically through Project MetaShare and their school there and their program, helping orphans and vulnerable children. And it's just really great, like paying for books and lunches and uniforms and curriculum and teacher salaries and all the things.
All the good stuff.
So make sure you go to, just radioamy.com to keep it simple, to access the Espoir stuff and anything the Shop Forward or Pimp and Joy or whatever. But don't forget, teacher tote. Get it for all the teachers in your life. And we'll have more details to come soon in the coming weeks on our sponsored tote idea, where you can sponsor a tote for a teacher. And then we're just going to give it away to deserving teachers that have been nominated, filled with fun stuff inside.
It's a great way to say thank you.
And if y'all know...
teachers are awesome.
Yeah. And if y'all know anybody that maybe would want to donate to fill the tote, like a company, like... West Rock Coffee, for example, the bag says caffeinate. So West Rock Coffee is donating coffee bags to go inside each of the sponsored totes. So stuff like that. Yeah. We know teachers love flare pins and Post-its, and we'd like to do bubble bath and maybe some vitamins, since we were talking about that earlier, or self-care things. I don't know, fun nail polish.
Just things to spoil them.
Chocolate,
Yeah,
anything. I don't know. We're just trying to think. Or if you have
sanitizer.
Hand sanitizer. Yes, emergency.
Disinfectant wipes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like all the things that might be special, but also maybe gift cards to places.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know. We're just thinking, but maybe someone listening right now. This is us just asking, going out on a limb. You never know who's listening. We're just asking people, what's the worst people could say? Nope.
Nope.
Okay, talk to you later. Bye.